Welcome to Soundbites, true stories told by local Mainers and nationally recognized storytellers. The themes are always changing and the hosts are from all over the nation, but when you hear the name Soundbites, you're in for a unique storytelling experience. Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. This week's stories were told live at Frontier in Brunswick, where the event's dedicated theme was grilled. Here's today's host, Brooklyn-based storyteller Mark Pagan.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause to Mr. Miles Green.
Miles Green is my name, and that's important for me to tell everyone because I have a stutter. And as a stutterer, saying my name is one of the hardest things that I can do because there's no way of avoiding it. Well, some people will make up a nickname or abbreviate their name in some way, but I've never been into that. And for pretty much my whole life, I did everything I could to hide and ignore this part of myself. Growing up, I never talked about it once with my friends, my family, my girlfriend from high school, not once. It was always the elephant in the room under the table that everybody knew was there, but nobody wanted to talk about. Even though it was very obvious the elephant was there, because every time I opened my mouth to speak, you could either see or hear my stutter. And even the times I didn't open my mouth to speak, it was because of my stutter. So growing up, I end up using all these tricks and avoidances on the words and sounds that I have a hard time with. I don't say the word stutter for almost my entire life because it just doesn't come out. So I finish high school. I'm really, really lucky. Nobody gives me a hard time, really. I don't know if it's because I played sports or what have you, but I was able to move through that pretty well. And I go to college. I end up majoring in Italian. And just a few years later, I find myself teaching English in Palermo. And it was at about this time that I'm doing such a terrible, miserable job of hiding my stutter that when I find myself in a block, everything in my mouth, my lips, my jaw, my mouth, everything tightens, and it tightens so much, so hard, and so frequently that I end up grinding my teeth. And I grind my teeth so much, so hard, and so frequently that I end up wearing away some of the enamel of my teeth to the point that I have a hard time eating and drinking things that are hot or cold. And it was at about this time that I find out about this program, this 3-day-long intensive course and whole approach to help you conquer your stammer. I go online and watch a few of the videos, and I'm in tears for the first time in years. So I said to myself, oh, well, maybe this would be useful. So I fly to Scotland. And immediately there, I can't hide anything because all the teachers, the administrators, and the students, of course, they're all stutterers. So for the first time, I feel like I'm seen in some ways. And what makes this course so unique, though, is the way that they view stuttering. And they view it like an iceberg, with what you see at the surface just being the physical manifestations of the stutter, the freezing, the struggle, the distortion of your lips, your mouth, your articulators, the tightening of your throat. But that's just what's on the surface. What's underneath, though, what you can't see, is much bigger and much more important, And that's the fear, the shame, the self-hate, the anxiety, the frustration that you feel, that I feel, as a stutterer, not being able to say my name or speak like my 5-year-old nephew speaks. So to this end, they teach you this mentality. It's called deliberate disfluency. And I've been doing this here now as I speak. I've prolonged the first sound of certain words, and I've started and stopped the first sound of other words. And that helps me with my speech because I'm coming out and I'm showing you the fact that I have this rather than trying to hide it. And they're also the tools that I use when I do find myself in a block. I use them, or I should use them. They're not very easy on you in this course. On the second day, they ask you to do what's called contacts. And they set you out in the city, and they bring an old student with you. And your job in the course of about 2 hours or so is to talk to 100 random strangers. Ask them where the closest public restroom is, or where City Hall is, or whatever it is. And the student behind you has the ticker in his hand. So every time you talk to somebody, check, check, check. And then on the third and final day of the course, they set up a stage in the middle of the city center. And they put a microphone on it and speakers around it. And that's where, for the first time, I got up in front of a crowd of people and I said, Miles Green is my name, and I have a stutter. And it was at that point that I felt the most naked, exposed, and alive of my entire life. Thank you.
Miles Green is a union leader of graduate employees at UMass Boston and co-director of the Social Justice Mediation Program of the Boston Medical Center. He's also a beekeeper, a writer, and keen advocate of recording oral histories in everyone's family, because if we don't record our own stories, they just might not stand the test of time. We are our children's ancestors, exclamation mark. Let's get another round of applause for Miles.
If you want to know more about today's storyteller, you're in luck. Let's join our host backstage now in conversation with today's teller.
What is your connection to Maine?
My connection to Maine is particular. I've never lived here, but I was sharing earlier that all of my friends, for the most part, are either born outside of the U.S. or are from Maine. So I make frequent trips up here.
Question number two is, what got you into storytelling?
What got me into storytelling, I think, is a part of my story that I'll share here. It's recognizing that many people have a story that is not often heard. So recognizing that I have that as well and wanting to share it.
What is your process for preparing to tell?
I prepare to tell stories by doing silly vocal warm-ups and flailing my arms and jumping around just to get the energy moving.
Tell us about one part of your story, like a behind-the-scenes detail, that you are not including in your tale tonight.
In the program that I participate in, one thing that I don't describe in the story is the late nights and the early mornings. You get up at 7 a.m. and you're doing homework till 11 o'clock at night, and the whole experience was entirely exhausting, actually.
Soundbites is made possible by the generous contributions of Allagash Brewing, Frontier, The Press Hotel, and by the listeners of Maine Public Radio. Special thanks also to Toad & Co. More information about Soundbites, including how to attend a live storytelling event, is online at soundbitesme.org. And of course, you can always hear more stories at mainepublic.org.